Okay, so those of you who may not be aware, the topic for the meeting is intimacy, why we fear it. And I would like to introduce the speaker, but we've only met a couple minutes ago. So I'll just tell you her name is Anita. And would you like to...
I'm an addict. My name is Anita. And I'm nervous, so I'll get that out in the open. When I was asked to speak on this topic, I thought, you know, my higher power really knows what he's doing, because in the last, I guess, 3 or 4 months, this issue has been coming up with me over and over and over again. And the word intimacy just sounds like vulnerable to me. And, you know, I have this real fear of being vulnerable, being open to people on the level where that they can, where I can be hurt. And, you know, I haven't really thought too much about, you know, what I'm going to say or anything, and because I'm kind of like right in the middle of it, and I just feel like there's so much about it that I need to learn, and there's so much that hasn't been revealed to me yet, so I can only share with you where I'm at. And, you know, and I can't say why we fear it. I can only say why I fear it, you know, and I don't know, you know, what goes on with other people with this, but for me today, this is where I'm at. And I think the reason that I fear intimacy so much was has a lot to do with my childhood. The kind of relationships that I've been in has been directly proportional to that, and I'm just going to share a little bit about who I am and why I'm here, I guess. I was basically brought up with my mother and my sister, and we basically lived alone for almost the first 8 years of my life. And during that time, I felt that I was alone in that house. You know, I never felt that I was close to them. I felt like I was the outsider all the time, and they were always really close, and I just felt like I was there, and I was an inconvenience. My sister had to take care of me a lot, and I think there was a lot of anger and resentment on her part, which I totally understand. Like, I wouldn't have wanted to be in her position. So I think from that, you know, I put my walls up at a really young age because I was being hurt, even though I didn't know it, you know. And my mom got married later on, and it was still like, it was this family over here, and there was me over here always trying to get in, and I could never seem to find the right things to say or do to get into this family. And, you know, as I got older, you know, the walls just came up, and they came up stronger and stronger and stronger. And, and these people were the ones that I was supposed to trust, and I was supposed to be able to learn what I needed to learn from them, and I was, you know, supposed to get everything I needed to come out into this world. And the one thing that I did learn from them was that I didn't trust them at all. They weren't there for me at the time when I felt that I needed them. And, you know, I just learned that to get by in this world, you got to do it alone. And I went the rest of my life trying to do everything by myself. I left home when I was 13 years old, I guess. And I thought I was independent enough and smart enough and been around enough and... you know, it was just this attitude that I had that I could do everything myself, that I didn't need anybody. And, you know, it was that fear, you know, of letting anybody in, you know. You know, I had this fear of rejection all my life. The people that, you know, were my closest to me, I felt rejected by. And so I, you know, I think today that if I felt that rejection at that young of an age, I just grew up, you know, expecting rejection and expecting people to walk away from me, to not be there for me when I needed them. And when I left home, I got into a relationship that was really sick. You know, there was a lot of physical, mental, emotional abuse in that relationship, and I thought that was what love was. You know, I went for a lot of years in these kind of relationships, and I never trusted the person that I was in a relationship with. You know, I always expected the worst from them. I never expected them to be there for me, to you know, listened to what I had to say, what I was feeling. You know, I think from my first relationship, I did most of my character makeup, you know, and you know, everything that I felt, everything that I went through was never validated. I was constantly told, you're fat, you're stupid, and you're ugly, right? And I, you know, you're told that enough and you just believe it, and I thought that that's all that I was those three things. So I found that I couldn't trust the person that I loved either. And I went through, like, years of not trusting anybody at all. You know, I never trusted my closest friends. You know, I would trust them just a little bit, you know, but when it came to anything major, it was like I had to do it alone, you know. I had to always be independent, and I really prided myself in that. You know, it was like I was so proud of the fact that I was independent, and I thought that that was one of my best qualities, you know. So needless to say, I went through a lot of years of using and hell, and I came into this program, and I didn't trust anybody. You know, I wanted what you had, but I didn't want to have to share with you any part of me. Just, you know, this is, you know, what I did, and I'm here, and now what do we do? You know, and I didn't want to have to let anybody in to get to know me, because I expected to be hurt. You know, I expected, that if they got to know me, after a little while, they were going to let me down too. You know, and it was really hard for me to allow anybody to care for me. You know, if someone would give me a compliment and I would minimize it. You know, I like the dress, it's not mine. You know, and like I couldn't allow anybody to show me any kind of love, because then I might have to give it back to them, you know. And I would be around people, you know, and they're all laughing and having a good time, and I would think, you know, why? You know, like it's just, for me it was really hard to have to let anybody in, and, you know, I couldn't figure out why I was so miserable, but I wasn't letting anybody in my life, you know. A friend of mine told me that my first year or so in this program, I walked around with a sandwich board that said, don't come near me, don't look at me, and don't hug me, you know, and I'm sure, like, she's got that right on the money, you know. After I was around a little while, there were some people in my life that had been put there, because I never really tried too hard to get to know anybody too closely. And, you know, I kept being put in the same situations, or not the same situations, but around the same people over and over again. And I started to get to know them, and there was some levels of trust being built, but I wasn't going to share too much. You know, I never expected anybody to be around in my life for very long. And you know, the trust did come slowly, and it was little by little, by sharing a little bit of me here and there. But I always knew that my walls were still up. And I can't say today that my walls are totally down either. After about my third year in recovery, you know, I went through an experience with some of the people in my life. I went through an experience that was very painful. It was very devastating. And I had a lot of the people that I had built that trust up with walk out of my life. And it was like, you know, I thought, what happened to me? You know, like, you know, isn't our relationship or our friendship based on who I am as a person and not who's in my life or what I'm going through or, you know, where I'm going or whatever, just the fact that I'm me and you know, what about me, you know? And I was, you know, all my walls, everything that I had built over the 3 years in trust was just totally blown away. And I felt again that I couldn't trust anybody at all. There was a few people that really stuck by me, you know, and those were the people I call today my safe people, and I can share anything with them. I can be with them no matter what I'm going through. I can be myself around them. I don't have to, because they proved to me, I guess, that they were going to be there no matter what. You know, the people that didn't walk out of my life, they were going to be there for the good times and the bad times, and they were going to accept me with my assets and my liabilities and not just the parts that they want of me, you know, and to me that showed acceptance. And you know, I believe everything happens for a reason, and people are put in and taken out of my life for a reason. Even if I don't know what that reason is at the time, you know, I have to have that faith in my higher power that I'm going through exactly what it is that I need to be going through, you know, and it's going to prepare me for whatever he's got for me next, you know, and it's been an adventure, I tell you. So I got into another relationship, and I had brought everything from all my relationships into this relationship, and I had no trust. I figured that this person was going to walk out of my life just like everybody else had, and honestly, that is all my relationships. Everybody in my life has just walked out of my life, and some people have never said goodbye. And I have this real fear of abandonment. You know, it's like anytime I get close to somebody, anytime that I start to, you know, really share what's going on inside of me, they just walk away, you know? And, you know, you really start to wonder what is wrong with me, you know? What is it about me that makes people just walk out of my life, you know? And today, like, I try not to take that personally, and that's really helped me a lot, you know. I'm still nervous. Okay, so I started looking at some of the things that I was doing in my relationship, and the relationship that I'm in today, I love this person 100%, wholeheartedly, and I was doing things in the relationship that was just sabotaging it. And if I continued to do what I was doing, that relationship was going to end, you know, because I couldn't trust, you know. It was like, if, you know, like he could tell me over and over and over and over again that, you know, he loved me and he was there for me and he wasn't going anywhere, but I didn't believe him, you know. And it was like 90% of me, you know, 100% of me wanted to believe him, but only 90% of me did, and that 10%, you know, was holding me back and holding me back. And I would get so far, you know, I would really say, okay, now you're going to trust, you know. And, you know, I would, and things would go really well when I would make that decision that I was going to let him into my life 100%, you know, and get to know the real inside of me and not put up any masks of what I thought he wanted me to be, you know, and things went really well with it. And, you know, but then I would get to this wall, and it was like I would just be, you know, paralyzed. And it's like, if I go, it's like that invisible line, but it's going the other way now. Like, you know, if I take any more steps, you know, I'm really going to get hurt here. So I'm just going to take another couple steps back. And I've been doing that over and over and over again. And I didn't know what I was doing. Like, today I'm aware of it, but when it was happening, I wasn't aware of it. And, you know, I was making up all these reasons in my head. And this is my denial, too. Like, you know, my denial works in so many areas in my life. It's not only in my disease of drugs or the denial of drugs. It's in the denial of me. You know, every character I have, everything about me, there's a form of denial. You know, and until, you know, God reveals to me what it is I need to work on, I don't even know it's there. And that's where I was at maybe 4 or 5 months ago with this. And, you know, and I really wanted this relationship to work, and I could see that I was, you know, the way that I was going about it, it wasn't going to work, you know. And I, you know, I got to the point where I wanted to run. You know, I knew that if he walked out of my life, I was going to get hurt. And it was like, if I leave now, then I'm not going to get hurt, you know, and I can just walk away and I'll be okay, you know. And I almost did it, you know, and it would have been, I think, you know, a really big mistake for me. You know, but I guess I had to look a little deeper, you know, as to what it was that was making me want to run, you know, because there was so many things about this relationship that were so good, and I was looking at a couple of things that weren't perfect, you know, and saying, well, you know, if it wasn't for this and if it wasn't for this, then this just can't work, you know, and I had to get beyond that and look at the reasons why I was looking at the negative instead of all the positive, you know, and the positive far outweighs the negative, so I really had to do some looking. And, you know, what I see inside me is that I'm scared to death. You know, I'm so afraid that he's going to walk out the door. You know, I'm afraid that, you know, he's not going to say goodbye, that there's going to be something that happens, and that's it, you know. And over the last while that I've been in this relationship, I've had a lot of things going on with my family, and I've had a lot of trials that I've been going through personally, and he just shows me over and over again that he's not going anywhere, you know, and I have a stronger trust today than I had 4 months ago or a year ago. And you know, it's something that I really need to work on is this intimacy, because it's damaged so many of my relationships with friends, with my family, and, you know, with my spouse. And there's like two things that I narrow it down to is trust and abandonment, you know. And I know, I'm sure that there's a lot more that has to do with this, and I just don't know what they are yet, you know. I know that I'm willing to work on them. And, you know, for so long, I would come into a meeting and I would share, I would try to tell you what's going on in my life without really telling you what's going on, you know. And it's like, I'm only going to tell you so much, because if you know too much, then you're going to use it against me and you're going to start gossiping about me. And then when I'm really having a hard time, you're going to come up and kick me in the teeth, right? And, you know, so it's not just with individual people, it's with everybody, you know. So I've really had to make myself start sharing on a real gut level, you know, and no matter who accepts what it is that I'm saying, or whether you can handle what I'm saying or whatever, you know, I got to share about what's going on in my life today from the inside of what's really going on, and not trying to make it sound like I got the answers or I know what's going on or anything, because that's going to make me used, and I know that today. I started a job a little while ago, and the women that I'm working with are really great women, and it's all women, and it's like God knew what I needed, and he put, you know, a whole room full of women in front of me, because, you know, I trusted men a little more than I trusted women, and I really hated women when I came in here, I tell you, you know, and I didn't trust women at all. And I can see today that I'm building some intimate relationships with the women that I work with, and I'm able to share with them who I am and what I'm feeling, and I'm not putting up any masks with them, but it's all in the workplace, you know. And so a couple of weeks ago, I was invited to one of the women's house for a get-together, and it was all the women from work, and I was terrified to go, you know, because I had to go one step beyond my boundary and get a little bit more intimate, and I didn't want to do it, you know, and part of me saying, oh, go, you'll have fun, you know, and the other part of me saying, you don't want to be there, you know, like, you don't want to really go there, because you see them all the time at work, and, you know, you got nothing to say to them outside of work anyway, which is totally untrue, you know, but, you know, that fear part of me was just talking louder than the, you know, positive side. And, you know, it ended up that I had a personal family matter, and I didn't end up going anyway, but it made me aware where I was at with it. And the girl who invited me, I had to go to her and I had to tell her that I had a problem with it, and I had to be honest with her, and I told her that I was afraid to get to know you outside of the workplace, you know, because then that means that I got to trust you a little bit more, and then if I trust you a little bit more and we stop working together or something happens, then you're not going to be my friend anymore. And, you know, it's like the same old thing again, you know, and she totally understood where I was coming from, you know. And she didn't put me down for it, and she told me that it was okay, that if I wanted to be there, then that was okay, and if I didn't want to be there, that was okay, and that, you know, she wouldn't hold it against me. And that showed me a little bit more trust, that I could trust her, you know, and a little bit more of acceptance with myself. And there's been so many things happening, like over in a row, and it's been, you know, where I'm at, what I can see is these intimacy issues and my fear of it and the things that I try to do, you know, that my head tells me to go and run and get away, and I've been aware of that today, and I never was aware of it before. I went into the marathon meeting today, and I had no intention of sharing anything in particular, and I have a situation going on with my son, and, you know, I didn't plan on sharing it with anybody at that moment. I did share it at my home group a little while ago, and it was like, you know, it was really hard for me to do that, and I when I have been making myself do it, I start shaking, and that's probably why I'm shaking now, because I'm talking about something that's very intimate, you know, and it's like that going one step beyond, again, my boundary. And, you know, I went down to the marathon meeting today, and I shared about how I was feeling and the fear that I had, and just, you know, what was going on, and I sat there and I cried, and, you know, and I wouldn't have done that a while ago. You know, I would have gone in there and talked about something that was totally irrelevant to my life and just walked away, you know, not even being aware of it. And today I'm very aware of it, and I know it's something that I have to work on. And it's been a really, you know, it's been really hard for me to to be diligent with this because I want to just run away from it, and I want to say it's not worth it. And the only thing that keeps me from not doing that is that I think I'm going to use, and I want to save this relationship. I don't want to sabotage it, you know. And, you know, those two things keep me working on it, you know. I still think intimacy sounds like vulnerability. You know, they sound the exact same to me. And, you know, it really... it's really hard for me to get, like, real down deep and then bring it up. And, you know, I used to say when I first started going to the meetings that I wasn't going to go in a meeting and split my stomach open and lay it on the table and let y'all see my gut. You know, and it's taken me a long time to be able to do that. And I know that it's something that I have to do today, and it's not necessarily that I want to do it. But when my back gets up against the wall, I know it, and, you know, I got to do it. And I really don't know what else to hear on this, so...
That's it. I'd like to thank Anita for sharing that with us. I could relate a lot to what she was talking about. This part of the meeting now is where participants from the audience are invited to come up and share. We have about 20 minutes left in the meeting. The meeting's scheduled to end at 1:15, but the next meeting is supposed to start at 1:15, so we need about 10 minutes in between. So I'm going to call the meeting at 1:05. If anybody followed that or not, don't worry, I'll tell you when it's over. But do we have any volunteers from the audience? Come on down.
Hi, my name's Chris, and I'm an addict. I usually don't have much trouble sharing, but now I got this, like, I feel like I'm going to puke. And that's because the subject is intimacy. Bear with me. My sponsor explained intimacy to me. He said, it's into me, see. And whenever I think about intimacy, the first thing that comes to my mind is relationships and my intimacy with other people. And tonight I realized at this meeting that the intimacy that I'm trying to get a grip of and I'm trying to recover is the intimacy in the relationship with myself. They say I can't trust anybody unless I feel trustworthy, and I can't love anybody unless I love myself. And I think by coming up and sharing here, that's intimacy. Wow, man, I'm really vibing. This is a great convention. Another thing that I saw on the board was why we fear it. And something very funny happened to me. I was in a sick relationship, and I got out of it, and my self-esteem went up, and it was really good and everything. And another girl was put into my life, and things are going very slow with her. And I tried to let her know as much about me as I could. And I was trying to get intimacy, and I was trying to have something honest and true. And in a sense, that's what's happening. I let her see a bit about myself, and eventually she started opening up. And that's what I wanted, but as soon as she did that, the fear was unbelievable. And I'm not really sure if that means I'm ready for it or not. It just, I think what it's showing me is that I still got a lot to work on, and I have to be very careful what I do and who I get involved with. I'm still very young in the program. I only have 6 months. And I used all the excuses in the book about relationships, and this intimacy topic is really making me think now. It's funny how I don't feel comfortable when things are balanced and okay. It almost feels like I've been fooling myself, like I put myself on some kind of pedestal. I put myself up here, you know, and I thought I knew everything. And that's why this convention is so great, because it's a good chance to humble myself and say that I got a lot to learn. I guess that's all I wanted to say. Thanks a lot.
Hi, my name's Donna, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Donna.
I'm nervous. Intimacy. There's a lot of things I'd like to say about intimacy, but let's just take one step at a time here. Intimacy with children, that's the most, right now to me, is very, very special. A year ago, 11 months ago, I left my husband, and I had to work on intimacy with myself and my children. And right now, they are out in Chelmsford, not far from Sudbury, and I'm here without them. And it hurts. I'm lonesome. I miss them. These little guys, they don't hurt me. You know, they look at me. I love you, Mom. Intimacy with my mom is another thing, too, lately. Just before Christmas, she was hurting really bad. And I said to my mom, I said, I got to give you something that I've received. And I just went up to her and I gave her a big hug and a kiss. And wow, what a special feeling to go through. And I wanted to do that for a long time. And I finally got the chance to do it. It was a risk to take. I took it. And I'm really pleased with that risk. The other part I'm working on is with myself, trying to get to know myself, what I want out of life, the way I want to treat myself, the way I want to treat others. I'm just very grateful for this fellowship, for the people in it, and thank you very much.
Miranda, I'm an addict. It's really hard for me to talk about an issue when I'm right in the middle of it. It's like I don't have a hard time sharing with you what I'm going through if I went through it yesterday or the day before or last week. But I came out of the dance because I was going through feelings about intimacy, and I don't know how I got here. I just got here, and I saw the board, and I said, oh, fuck, I'm at the right place. It's really hard because I just broke up with my boyfriend on Wednesday because of intimacy. For the first time, I was able to have a relationship with somebody and be intimate and be okay with it, you know? And it's hard because I know we had that, but also somewhere in there I forgot to have intimacy with my power and me, you know? And that's why I had to break up. Because I was having intimacy with this person, but I forgot to have intimacy with me first and my higher power. And it really hurts right now because, you know, I know there's potential, but right now there's not. Just for today, there's no potential. Maybe it's meant to be later on. And I can't hang on to relationships because it might get better tomorrow or next week. And because then I'm setting myself up so that it doesn't work next week. And it's... I'm just starting to feel the pain. Like, for the past couple of days, I've been feeling really, really good. And I knew the pain was going to come, but I was feeling really good because I could feel my higher power beside me. And that's something I had when I was single and when I was having a relationship with me. And it was always there, and it was just this freedom. And it was like, you know, when you're a little girl or a little boy and you got these little secrets, but they're good secrets, you know? And that's what it felt like. It was like, it was really neat. And it was something that I could share, but I couldn't really, really share, you know, and it was okay. And I started feeling that again, and I started feeling strong, and I started to feel like strong being alone, and I miss that. And I'm going through the pain of grieving, because it's easy for me to grieve for something that's really, 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 really sick, but if it's only half sick, it's really hard, because then half of me is letting go, and the other half wants to hold on. And I can't do that right now, you know? My recovery's got to come first, and I was going to procrastinate and break off after the conference. Yeah, real good. But my power said no, you know. You want a big boost of recovery? Break up right now, and I am getting a big boost of recovery right now. And these conferences, I don't know how many different feelings I went through today. It's just really intense, but it feels good because I've been sort of numb for a while. And fear of intimacy, yeah, it's also finding a balance between all those fears of different intimacies. And right now I gotta find a balance between me and my higher power and that kind of intimacy. And also, you know, something I said I never do, and I always used to put other people down. As soon as they got a boyfriend, they let their friends drop. And I did that. And I had the most intimate relationship I ever had in my life with another girl, you know, and it wasn't sexual. And it was really good. And I had to talk to her today, and we started crying because we missed each other a lot and we didn't realize it, you know. And it's really good. Now I have that back today in my life. And every time there's a death, there's a birth. And I needed this today. Thanks. Oh, I feel really choked up like that fellow up there. My name's Darlene, and I'm an addict. I'm really grateful to this convention. This is my first NA convention. And I'm going through a really lot of weird feelings. I have those heebie-jeebies in my stomach, too. Especially the part with intimacy. I want to thank Anita for helping me to break my wall. I really identified with you a lot. I have a problem with intimacy, and I sheltered myself from people. I did like Anita. I did things myself. I could take care of myself. And whenever anybody would come close to me, I would do something to spoil it. And like that lady over there shared about the children, that's the only real intimacy that I know. Because when I left my husband, I turned my life over to my children, my two daughters. And I did that for 14 years. But I lost a part of life. And I always thought intimacy was supposed to be with a man. But I was totally wrong. The things that I learned here this weekend, I've got so much to assess and process when I get home. I think it's going to take me 3 weeks to come down. But I heard a lot this weekend, one most important thing. Women should be with the women, and men should be with the men. Because it is because of intimacy. Because we do fear it. Because we always think that it's just sexual. Well, we're wrong. It's not. For the first time in my life, I have a girlfriend, a real girlfriend. And like Anita, I never trusted women either, because women never liked me because I had an outgoing personality. Men liked me because I was bouncy and bubbly and talked like a man, thought like a man. I guess maybe since I was a kid, maybe I wanted to be one, I don't know. But I'm starting to really learn a lot about Darlene today. And I've only got 7 months into the program, and I never realized just how much of a baby I am in this program. And I really, really do want this program with all my heart. And I know it now, more now, than I ever did before. And I'm really going to take all the advice and all the suggestions that I heard here this weekend, because I want to live. I don't want to die. And I know that there is maybe one more high out there for me, but there won't be another recovery. I want to thank you very much.